This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Welcome to the Girl Powerful Podcast.
We're two sisters on a mission to entertain
and educate by learning from women who live a purpose-driven life.
Be sure to subscribe and rate our podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Girl Powerful Podcast. Today, Teddy and I are on a solo podcast talking about saving your energy for what brings you happiness. We both have, you know, very different lives, but we have some tips for everyone to share to help you take a moment to think about when you're really happy, when you're feeling your best, when you feel joyful and energized. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, with the change of season, so this is late September, moving into fall, it's really, really important to be able to say, like, when do I feel my best and how can I prepare for, you know, winter's coming and the change of, you know, less sunlight, different foods, less time outdoors, all that stuff.
Maybe some more holiday parties.
Yeah, more pressure too.
Yeah, buying presents, money out the door, all that stuff. Or like, even, and not to like go super negative, but it's like you're looking at a year in review and maybe it didn't go exactly as you planned. So even like as it's turning into the last couple months of the year, this is a good time to reflect on like what you have done and what you really could maybe crank out in the next couple months as well. And that will make you feel good by meeting some of your goals.
Amen, sister. So tell me first, what makes you feel your best? Before you book any brunch, you pore over list and list of reviews. So why not do the same when you're booking a doctor's appointment? With ZocDoc, you can see real, verified patient reviews to help you find the right doctor in your network and in your neighborhood. After all, finding the right doctor is just as, if not more, important than finding the perfect avocado toast. My favorite thing about ZocDoc is that it helps me find quality doctors, and it can help you too. ZocDoc is a free app that shows you doctors who are patient-reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them. Go to ZocDoc.com/girlpowerful and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then start your search for a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/girlpowerful. ZocDoc.com/girlpowerful. So tell me first, what makes you feel your best?
I think it truly is like a day-by-day thing. Like there's always like the thread through everything that's like, I love water. I always consume water. So like when people share with us, they hate water and stuff. And that's like one of their biggest issues. I'm like, really? That's like one thing I can totally do and get maybe an A plus in.
So you're saying drink water.
I'm saying drink water.
Okay. Stay hydrated.
It's true. Okay. And quality water, you know, right. Like we both like alkaline. I think I'm going to wait for Black Friday, but I'd love to buy like an alkaline system for my house. I feel like your body actually absorbs like the hydration and what you need out of that water. So I'm waiting for that. I don't know what you're waiting for, but I'm waiting for a sale.
I'm waiting for a man.
Ooh, so what makes you feel good? Companionship?
Well, I'm thinking of like more along the lines of tips that make me feel better, like instantly are pretty good. So like you know, you take that glass of water, you drink the glass of water. I think me, like, in order to feel better every day, it's staying on top of my mental health routine and my mental health care.
What's that?
So meditating, slowing down, not letting myself get too stressed out. So then I turn into a manic person. And along those lines, it's like getting enough sleep, thinking about what I'm putting in my body.
Yeah.
Those types of things that make me feel better every day.
I think you thrive also when you have some boundaries.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, like even today you got on a 7 a.m. sales call and they didn't even show up. It's like, maybe next time you're like, yo, bud, that's not really going to work.
I know. It's hard because I wanted it to get done. So I said yes, because I want to move this project I'm working on along. So yeah, my CEO is like, I can do 7 a.m. your time. And then who's 20 minutes late for the call?
Yeah, it's 6 a.m. in LA. It's like, no one's on a call at 6 a.m.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So I know. And a side of that too is what makes me feel better every day is expressing myself in some way creatively. So whether that is meditation or doing social media and creating art or something like that, that's something that really does help me find balance and it makes me feel better.
You've been sending a lot of selfies lately in our group chat with some friends. Maybe that's how you're expressing yourself lately is like through self photos.
Yeah. You should start painting them of me.
Yeah. I just think like, if you don't know yourself and you're scared to like look, you know, within and close your eyes and say what actually makes me feel good, then you're going to be lost when things get sped up during the holiday season or like life year after year, every year seems to go faster and faster. If you wanted to slow down, move to Idaho, everyone, like you've got 19 days in one here, but it's true. So it's like, time to reflect on what makes you feel good is really, really important. And I know it's uncomfortable sometimes. And beyond like setting aside the time to reflect, it's like being honest in that reflection time. Cause that's something lately I've been like, okay, everything's not fine. You know, like you have to totally like just be a little more honest with yourself and make goals and set aside time for myself to just be real.
Yeah.
You know, because sometimes you're like, I've told you this before, like growing up journaling, you like want to write everything's nice and great in there in case, I always thought in case I die, they'll read it and think I was like happy and nice.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Or like, I would just be like, well, what if someone reads this? I'm not going to tell the truth in here.
Right. Well, that's almost like social media now is your highlight reel. Like I'm only going to share the bright moments and not the ones. The truth that hides behind the shadows.
Yeah. And like, even like in the mental health space and like journaling is a tool for that to, you know, dump your feelings and your ideas and just get a clean slate. I wonder how many people do tell the truth in their journal.
Yeah, I do.
And if they trust, but the second part is like, if they trust the people in their house to not read
it. Did you think I was going to read it growing up?
No, I don't really know. It wasn't like projected at anyone, but like right now it's like, what if I left my journal on the counter? What if Tommy opened it?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, Tommy, oh my God, I'm going to kill Tommy.
Yeah.
All you know? So I guess I just need a padlock or a private box for all where my real feelings go. Lock them up.
Yeah.
Get them out of my head, but then lock them up.
Yeah. I kind of want to break this down. So like anyone listening, it's like, what are ways you can start feeling better instantly?
Our next partner has a product I use literally every single morning. I started taking AG1 because I wanted a supplement that really tastes great, and it's also conducive to my lifestyle, a lifestyle that's always on the go. So what is this stuff? With one delicious scoop of AG1, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food-sourced ingredients, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, and aging, all of the things we all want and need. Since taking AG1, I've noticed a huge boost in my mental clarity and my alertness. And right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is giving you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs for your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/girlpowerful. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/girlpowerful to take ownership of your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
I kind of want to break this down. So like anyone listening, it's like, what are ways you can start feeling better instantly, which we all know we all need resets every day. You know, you wake up, you reset again. But some of my favorite ones that you can do instantly for yourself: wash your hands, wash your face, and brush your teeth.
Yes.
If you're having a moment and you need, you know, to feel your best, but reset, that's something super, super simple. Take a moment to go to your, you know, go in your bathroom, take care of yourself.
That's true.
Yeah.
I love that feeling. Fresh teeth. And it is a true reset.
Even if you're at like work and you work a 9-to-5 and you're back in your office building, if you bring your toothbrush, like that's a, you know, it like helps you go on for the rest of the day. Cause I remember at Live Nation in my work there, it's like after lunch, you don't want to do anything. Yeah. And you don't feel good cause you're tired and you're exhausted. So after lunch, you know, giving yourself that reset makes you feel fresh.
I like that. And that's self-care, is hygiene, you know. Yeah. You're never not gonna regret taking that extra minute to like splash some water in your face and say you're awesome in the mirror when, you know, in the middle of your work day.
Yeah.
I did something.
Stretch. I need to go through my list, Teddy.
Okay. I wouldn't
tell you that thought. The next is to stretch, and this is so important because if you close your eyes and you breathe and stretch, doesn't matter where you are, then if you're alone or around people, they'll understand how good it feels to stretch. So I like to do, yeah, simple neck rolls, right and left, 8 each. Mm-hmm. You can do shoulder shrugs where you breathe in and you bring your shoulders all the way up to your ears. You hold it. And then on your exhale, you let everything fall.
You breathe in and you go, hot dog. And then you go, not anymore. Hot dog. Not anymore.
Yeah, that's when I teach to my meditation students.
Oh, really?
I do not say hot dog and not anymore.
I teach that in my class as well.
Yeah. Shoulder shrugs, neck rolls, you know, all that good stuff. That's a help. An instantly feel better type of exercise you can do.
I think hand on your heart and on your belly and some deep breaths right there as well, like, is a really good thing for me to be like, I lean into gratitude when I do that feeling. I'm like, oh, yeah. It just makes you come back to the present moment when you can touch yourself.
Yeah.
In a gentle way, kind way.
More, take a light exercise break. So I instantly feel better when we move our bodies, right? We're stretching, we're feeling good. We're going outdoors, going around the block, getting some sun on your face. That's something that will instantly make you feel better. It's also nice to not bring your phone with you, so you can have that moment to unplug and to really breathe and to just to be.
Mm-hmm.
You're not constantly consumed about what you have to finish doing or do next. And then my favorite, listen to your favorite music. Because who doesn't love a good hype song?
What song are you listening to right now?
I was listening to Halsey on the way home.
Where did that inspo come from?
I just really like this one song.
Are you going to play it?
Finally, Beautiful Stranger. It's not really a hype song.
It's not?
Well, it's about love and like finally letting it in and letting your guard down.
That's good. I think That's something that makes me feel good is when I am brave enough to let my guard down and then something good happens. Total bummer when you let your guard down and something bad happens.
Yeah. But what were you thinking?
I was just going to share something I did just organically. Today I was up early and I'm like wearing a lot of different hats right now, like realtor, Girl Powerful podcast. I'm the media sales director at a magazine in Boise, and I'm starting a dress like boutique shop as well. So that's like a lot, and it's like a lot of output. So I wanted to just also be really like genuine in some of my friendships I'm trying to build, and like not always be like, they suck, they're not good enough, or whatever my conversation is with making new friends in my mid-30s. You know, it's like kind of complicated, but I was like, we've talked about this as well, I think, is like, if you want to be invited places, you should invite people, you know? And so it's a two-way street. If you're sitting at home on a Friday night, it's probably maybe because you don't put out enough energy to show people you care about them and they should think about you. Yeah. But so I got that new media sales job, and I kind of was like, just aware of some people that I know in Boise. And I was like, I want to tell some people in person and not just like make a post about it. You know, I was like, and if they're in the same space of like social media and advertising, I was like, I want to share with them personally instead of just post about it. So I like FaceTimed a girl and like was like, I just want to share some good news with you. And then she got a new job too, like a big win for her. Like she's a nutritionist and she's got a job at like the medical school here, and they asked her to teach a class. And like, so we both got to share some wins, and it was just like random, organic, authentic. And it's nice to just cheer for each other. And that makes me feel good when I'm like being nice, giving, you know, and then I was open to receiving her good news too, because I'm in a good space.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Calling someone.
Yeah, that's call people. Way to
feel better. Call someone that is loving and, you know, a friend.
Mm-hmm. I think texting is like, anytime I've ever had anyone not understand what I was saying is through text, or like they assumed it was a tone, or assumed.
Yeah. And like then I was being texted with Teddy.
Yeah. Wait, what?
A little wild.
My texting?
Yeah, there's like details. A lot of details are left out. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. And so that is the whole thing, right? You want to be heard. So you should learn how to communicate properly. And if I need to pick up the phone more, then that's something I should work on. And then, I mean, that's it. I think it's like, I think people need to reflect, be honest with themselves, and then go from there. And like along the way, it's like, cheer for yourself and those small victories. Like, I mean, and then I think another tip I'd say is like, if you're feeling funky and it's a weird day, especially going into winter, like I'm totally guilty and I would even say a victim of seasonal depression. It's hard. Like Idaho, the sun goes down at 4, sun comes up at 9. Like it's a long winter. And men and females are like affected by it. My friend Matt yesterday was like saying, he's like, I got to make sure I get out of here once a month. You know, he's like being aware. And I like that the mental health conversation is like shifted, that people can be honest and say, it affects me, makes me feel sad, or I want to stay home and I go inward and cave in. But I was just saying, I don't even know what I was saying.
I don't know either. But I think the good thing to like, you know, make the correlation between happiness and when you feel your best. So there are times when we're feeling down, or we're, you know, feeling like we want to go inward and be an introvert, or we're stressed. And like everything in this world, it's like happiness and feeling good must be cultivated. Mm-hmm. And it must be actively pursued by us, you know, as individuals.
That's what I was gonna say, not what you said, because you are way more eloquent in your words. But I was gonna say, when you wake up and you're feeling crummy, like don't let the whole day be like that. Like, sure, take maybe 5 minutes, take an hour, like maybe your morning was off, but it's like, you don't have to wait to be like, tomorrow's another day. It's like the next 10 minutes is the next 10 minutes. Yeah. So do those things. Go for a walk, wash your face, like call a friend, someone that's going to fill your cup, and like move on, because yeah, I wouldn't wait till tomorrow.
Right. Help yourself to look for the things that are quick fixes, like we talked about, that make you feel better quickly. So everybody listening, find out when you feel your best, early in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening. Everyone's different. Every single person really thrives at different moments of the day and doing different things. So just find that happiness and that feel good, you know, feeling and atmosphere that you create yourself, that you actively pursue, and it will help you live a happy, happy life.
Yeah. And explore. I think it's important to explore the modalities. Like when I called Mackenzie, she was in a sauna sweat bag. You know what I mean? And it's like, so if that's something that you're like, what's that? Look it up. Or red light therapy. Or like, it's just like, keep learning, keep like clicking on new people on social media. Like, I think just like,
get curious.
Yeah,
get curious. Because no matter who you are, no matter what your life state is, you always have the ability to make yourself feel better.
Awesome. Thanks, Sonia. Yeah. Talk to you guys next week.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Please hit subscribe if you have not already. That way, a new episode is delivered directly to your feed every week.